Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 23rd of October. ECB President Lagarde spoke yesterday, and ECB President Lagarde speaks again today. It seems relatively unlikely that 24 hours is a sufficiently long period of time to change the ECB's worldview. But with Lagarde, one can never be entirely confident of that. The remarks yesterday were not especially out of line with market thinking. The direction of travel for euro area interest rates is clear. It certainly should be clear, as rates need to follow inflation lower if a passive tightening of monetary policy is to be avoided. And no one in the euro area thinks that a tightening of policy is necessary at the moment. Lagarde did attempt to create an air of mystery about the pace of rate reductions. As well as a second speech from Lagarde, we also have a range of other ECB speakers on the agenda today, including, critically, the chief economist, Lane. The broader sense of the message is not expected to shift. From the United States, we have the beige book of anecdotal evidence from around the regions. Who does not enjoy a bit of economic gossip, after all? Here, economists are caught in something of a dilemma. On the one hand, when there is a lot of structural change in an economy, as now, anecdotal evidence can be important in highlighting economic trends that outdated data collection methods might miss. On the other hand, the extreme political polarization of the United States is now reaching absurd levels, and it seems hard to believe that the Beige Book would be entirely immune from that polarization. Of course, this is less a formal survey and more a gathering of opinions by the Federal Reserve on an informal and ad hoc basis. So that might possibly temper some of the politically partisan bias, but it has to be a consideration. The IMF, meanwhile, revised its GDP growth forecast for the global economy down a little and offered warnings about the risks that trade taxes would create for economies around the world. Does this matter to markets? Only if investors think the IMF has some special insights denied to other economists. And investors do not think that the IMF has any special insights. This is all rather old news for financial markets. The Bank of Canada is expected to cut rates at their policy meeting today. Canadian inflation has halved since last December, falling by 160 basis points. Interest rates in Canada to date have only fallen by 75 basis points. Further rate cuts are necessary to avoid a tightening of policy. Eurozone consumer confidence data will be completely ignored by the financial markets, and rightly so, and the US is offering some home sales data for existing homes. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.